Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul, and it's the 29th day of April. Thanks for joining me. We're on our continuing journey through the Gospel of Luke. I pause today to wish happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Natasha. She's the most faithful listener of the DDP, probably in the world. I'm sure there are people out there who listen consistently every day, no matter what. I would think that for a daily podcast, that's a smaller number than the people who catch it occasionally, a couple times a week, or tune in when they can, whatever. There's no, you know, there's no rules. But I know no one listens any more than she does, and we're not a couple who post things to each other on social media. In fact, neither of us really post anything on social media, so we're not ones that jump on there and write some paragraph about the love of your life and whatever. But being a listener and knowing that our DDP audience is special, people who follow pretty closely, and even if they don't listen every single day, when I do meet those of you who listen to the DDP, you know things. Like, you know what's happening in our lives, and you know what's happening with our kids, and you pay attention. And so it's a little more like family. So to the whole family, I send the happy birthday out to Natasha today, because obviously I wouldn't be where I am and who I am without her. That's all of us who have anyone of significance in our lives. Spouse, parents, siblings, friends, someone who means so much. We wouldn't be what we are, and that's certainly the case in my case. Wouldn't be what I am or where I am without her, and she's behind the scenes doing so much to keep this rolling, to keep this thing moving forward, where I spend my time thinking about how to expound on this text or what I need to preach over here, or do we have enough video for this platform or whatever, and all of these things that are on my plate. She keeps all that up, the other things running. She takes care of the correspondence. She fills all of the orders. She does all of the inputs when people donate through PayPal or send by check, or all of that stuff is in her plate. And she is, to say vital to what we do is an understatement, but that's all just business in the personal life. It's an immeasurable gift that God has given me to have Natasha. And I truly think this isn't marriage advice hour or marriage 101, but I truly think, for what it's worth, that if we were to see our spouse as God's greatest gift to us, the greatest thing God ever gives us, and that if we truly believed it, we believed it more than we believed that it was our house or our job or our skill or our talent or our car or our money or whatever material things, natural things, we really saw it in our spouse, what we wouldn't give them up easily, and we would treasure them as few things that are ever treasured. And so that's how I feel, and I know that's how she feels. And so I want to thank her and wish her happy birthday. And I'm saying that in front of our audience because I want to honor her. A woman that doesn't ever want to be on the camera, doesn't ever want to speak. I've asked her 1,000,000,000 times, and it's not because she has nothing to say, but it's just not her personality. And so happy birthday to her. That also today leads us into the next set of stories in Luke chapter 12. Tomorrow's the 30th of April. That means we're going to get back to the essay. We missed doing an essay in March because it was on Easter, and I talk about that for just a minute at the front of the essay, so I'll save that. Tomorrow's essay deals with the passage that is really, the body of it is found in verses 16 to 21, called the Parable of the Rich Fool. We're actually at verse 13 today, and I cover this a little bit in the essay because I think the way to properly handle the parables is to look at their context. You need to know a little bit about why Jesus tells the stories he tells. It's not just a guy telling random stories. So why does he say what he says? And so let's read today. We're going to read 13 to 15 and just lay out the preface to the parable of the rich fool, and then allow tomorrow's essay edition, which, by the way, I write it, I sit here and then read it to you. So you can tell the difference if you've never heard the essay edition. You can tell I'm reading, but I'm reading my writing. And then if you like the writing aspect of it and you'd like to see it in print or have it, you can find them at my website, paulwhiteministries.com. All of the essays are archived. And so we go back all the way to 2018, and the print version is available in all of these essays. And if you ever want to hear more of the essays, all you ever have to do is, when you're scrolling back in your podcast, just look for the last day of the month. On the last calendar day of the month, last month, March 24 was the only exception, all the way back to January of 18. But we've been doing this for quite some time. Verse 13, "Then one from the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.'" This sounds like a kid saying, "Dad, tell Johnny to do this." This is not the first time or the last time that Jesus, or let me say this, not the first time or the only time that Jesus is approached by somebody requesting something that feels entirely mundane. Remember when James and John's mom comes to Jesus and says, "Grant my boys to set one on your right hand and one on your left." Interesting. So there's a little bit of the whininess in this that kind of sets you up for the next story that's coming. "And he said to him, 'Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?'" I like to think of him saying it that way too, like, "Man, who made me?" I don't know if that's the way it sounded, but it is interesting that Jesus refuses the role of judge or arbitrator. What does that say about our Jesus and about this situation? Keep that in mind. Verse 15, "He said to him, 'Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Take heed, old Greek, take heed of all covetousness.'" And if I could say anything here that sets us up for tomorrow, it's pay attention to covetousness within the context and the fact that Jesus presents life as more than stuff. So what is it? That gets you ready. Tomorrow, the essay edition. God bless.